This kind of thinking requires quite a bit of discipline. As humans, we intuitively think about many things simultaneously. However, organizing your thoughts in a structured manner is as important in HL as it is in VL. The magic wand for mastering horizontal logic is structure. Horizontal logic and your storyline organization are like constructing a building. You do so by starting with the right foundation, which holds the structure. Think of the foundation in HL as your story's main idea. The structure is defined by the sub-ideas below the big idea, with each sub-idea validating or strengthening the main idea. There are five phases to follow when designing a presentation. 1. Phase 1 develops the horizontal logic by starting with the goal and the preliminary strategic objectives, from which issues, sub-issues, and hypotheses are worked out. The main idea of this phase is to develop a long list of hypotheses that cover all possible angles. Phase 2 expands on the issues, identifies important questions, creates a blueprint, and identifies data and analysis requirements. The idea here is not to do the work, but to plan the work. Phase 3 generates all the charts required to support the hypotheses and claims. Phase 4 finalizes the hierarchy of the storyline. At this stage, the hierarchy of messages needs to be worked out. And phase 5 is the last and most important one. Here, the statements and claims of the hypotheses need to be converted into punchy headlines following the flow and sequence of charts as developed in phase 4. What's good about it? One message per slide is good advice. It takes the same amount of time to present two ideas on one slide as it does to present two ideas on two slides. If you hide the headline and view only the chart, you should be able to guess what the headline says from the content in the chart and vice versa. The fewer the words to make the claim come to light, the better your claim. Always work your way from the hypothesis and claim to have the visuals in mind before you jump into data mining. When in doubt, plot multiple versions of the possible supporting data and pick the visual that is most suited to back the claim. The so what factor. Every time you complete a chart, ask this question at the end. So what? If the answer does not link to your strategic objectives or goal, remove it from the deck or revise it until you have an answer that directly or indirectly reinforces the big idea. When presenting, try to adopt the 80-20 rule in giving and asking. That means presenting for 80% of the time and spending at most 20% of the presentation asking them to take action or making recommendations. The 80% should be focused on content that makes them automatically want to take action and look forward to hearing what you will ask them at the end. What you have to watch. This is a highly technical book which includes some maths and a lot of detail that many will not need, but there is good advice nevertheless.